რადიო თავისუფლება FM 107.4.
19 საათია თბილისის დროით. მოისმინეთ ახალი ამბების მორიგი გამოშვება, რომელსაც რადიო თავისუფლების პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძე გაგაცნობთ. თავდაპირველად მოკლედ დღის უმთავრეს ახალ ამბებზე. თურქეთში ბომბის საფეთქებას 12 პოლიციელი ემსხვერპლა. გაეროს ახალი მონაცემებით უკრაინაში 7962 კაცი დაიღუპა შეარაღებული კონფლიქტის შედეგად. რუსეთმა ევროკავშირი გააკრიტიკა მიგრანტთა კრიზისთან დაკავშირებით. თბილისი ქმობს აფხაზეთში ვენესუელის საელჩოს გახსნას. თურქეთში 12 პოლიციის თანამშრომელი ემსხვერპლა გზაზე დამონტაჟებული ნაღმის აფეთქებას ქვეყნის აღმოსავლეთში. ადგილობრივი მედიის თანახმად 8 სექტემბერს მომხდარი აფეთქების მთავარი სამიზნე იყო ავტომანქანა, რომელსაც აზერბაიჯანის საზღვართან მდებარე საგუშაგოზე გადახავდა პოლიციელთა რაზმი. ეს უკვე მეორე ასეთი სისხლიანი თავდასხმა ბოლო ორი დღის განმავლობაში. გასულ კვირაში თურქეთის არმიის პატრულზე ჰაკარის პროვინციაში მომხდარ თავდასხმას 16 თურქი სამხედრო მოსამსახურე შეეწირა. 7 სექტემბერს თურქეთის პრემიერ-მინისტრ მაჰმედ დავუთოღლუმ პირობა დადრომ პირისაგან მიწისა აღგვის ექსტრემისტულ პეკაკას პარტიას, რომლის მებრძოლებსაც მიიჩნევენ თურქეთში ფოლხას განხორციელებული ძალადობისათვის პასუხისმგებლებად. კაროს თანახმად სუმცრე 7962 კაცი დაიღუპა და 17811 დაიჭრა უკრაინის ტერიტორიაზე მიმდინარე საომარი კონფლიქტის განმავლობაში. აღნიშნული მონაცემები სავარაუდოა და რეალური ციფრი შეიძლება უფრო მაღალი იყოს, რა თქმა უნდა, გაეროს ადამიანის უფლებათა ოფისის 8 სექტემბრის განცხადებაში. უკრაინის სამთავრობო ჯარებსა და პრორუსულად განწყობილ სეპარატისტებს შორის საომარი დაპირისპირება დონბასში 2014 წლის აპრილიდან მიმდინარეობს. ხარებს შორის ამ წლის თებერვალში მინსკში ხელმოწერილი სამშვიდობო შეთანხმება კი რეგულარულად იღვევა. გერმანიის საგარეო დაზვერვის უწყებამ BND-მ მოიპოვა მტკიცებულებები, რომელიც ექსტრემისტული ორგანიზაცია ისლამური სახელმწიფოს მიერ ერაყში მდოგვის გაზის გამოყენებას ადასტურებს. აღნიშნული ცნობა ხორთგულ გაზეთ ბილდის 7 სექტემბრის ნომერშია გამოქვეყნებული, სადაც მოყვანილია დაზვერვის ხელმძღვანელის გერჰარდ შინდლერის ციტატა, რომელშიც ნათქვამია, რომ ექსტრემისტებმა აღნიშნული კატეგორიის მომწამლავი გაზი ჩრდილოეთ ერაყში გამოიყენეს. ჯერჯერობით გაურკვეველია, ექსტრემისტებმა ქიმიური ნივთიერება სადამ ჰუსეინის მიერ დატოვებული საცავებიდან აიღეს თუ თავად დაამზადეს კუსტარულად მოსულის უნივერსიტეტში, რომელსაც ექსტრემისტები აკონტროლებენ. ეთერშია რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება. კიშინევის ცენტრში ათობით კარავი რჩება მას შემდეგ, რაც კორუფციის წინააღმდეგ მასობრივი საპროტესტო აქცია გაიმართა. როგორც რადიო თავისუფლების კორესპონდენტი იუწყება კიშინევიდან, ჯერჯერობით უპასუხოდ რჩება კითხვა, თუ რა იქნება შემდეგ.
До тех пор, пока все эти требования не будут выполнены,
демонстранты арапиребен дашлас калакис ცენტრალური მოედნიდან მანამ სანამ მათი მოთხოვნები არ შესრულდება. განცხადა ჟურნალისტმა ნატალია მორარმა. რუსეთმა გააკრიტიკა მიგრანტთა კრიზისის მიმართ ევროკავშირის დამოკიდებულება და განაცხადა, რომ ბლოკი თავად არის დამნაშავე იმ კონფლიქტის გაღვივებაში, რამაც ადამიანთა მასობრივი მიგრაცია გამოიწვია. სამართლიანობა მოითხოვს, რომ დაზარალებულთა ჰუმანიტარული დახმარების პროცესში უფრო მეტი პასუხისმგებლობა დაეკისროს იმ ქვეყნებს, რომლებმაც ეს კონფლიქტი გააჩაღეს, განაცხადა საგარეო საქმეთა მინისტრმა სერგეი ლავროვმა ევროკომისიის ვიცე-პრეზიდენტ კრისტინა გრიგორიევასთან შეხვედრაზე. საქართველოს დასავლელი პარტნიორები ცალსახად უჭერენ მხარს რუსეთთან დიალოგის გაგრძელებას. ამის შესახებ რუსეთთან ურთიერთობების საკითხებში საქართველოს პრემიერ-მინისტრის სპეციალურმა წარმომადგენელმა ზურაბ აბაშიძემ ადამიანის უფლების საკითხებში მაკეინის ცენტრის დირექტორ დევიდ კრემერთან შეხვედრის შემდეგ განაცხადა. ოკუპირებულ აფხაზეთში ვენესუელის საელჩოს გახსნა საერთაშორისო სამართლის ნორმების უხეშ დარღვევად შეაფასა საქართველოს საგარეო საქმეთა სამინისტრომ. ვენესუელის მიერ სოხუმში ელჩა დანიშნულმა ხუან ვინსენტე ტორიალბამ აფხაზეთის დე-ფაქტო რესპუბლიკის პრეზიდენტს რაულ ხაჯიმბას წმუნებათა სიგელები გადასცა. ჩემინება რომ იყოს ბიძინა ივანიშვილს დავაბრუნები აქტიურ ქართულ პოლიტიკაში, ასე გამოეხმაურა საქართველოს თავდაცვის მინისტრი თინა ხიდაშელი ბოლო დღეებში არაფორმალურ მართველებასთან დაკავშირებით გაკეთებულ განცხადებას. მისი თქმით, ბიძინა ივანიშვილის გავლენა გამოწვეულია მის მიმართ დიდი პატივისცემით, თუმცა გადაწყვეტილების მიღების პროცესში ყოფილი პრემიერ-მინისტრი არ მონაწილეობს, განცხადა თინა ხედაშელმა. თქვენ მოისმენთ რადიო თავისუფლების ახალი ამბების გამოშვება, რომელიც პრაღის სტუდიიდან კობალი კლიკაძემ გაგაცანით.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there. Welcome to Monday. No, actually, it's Tuesday. See, Aaron, there you go. Old habits. I'm used to the long weekend and getting back into things, but I forgot which day of the week it was. Tuesday. Welcome to Tuesday's program here on Border Crossings. A little shortened work week for us. We had the holiday yesterday. Hope you enjoyed the interviews yesterday with Darius Rucker, Fifth Harmony, and Natalie LaRose. I was listening at home, and I enjoyed hearing from all of those artists. We've got some great requests to play for you today, and I'll tell you about tomorrow's guests. So hang around with us here on Border Crossings. We'll start it off with a request from Gizachu Demi, who says, I love the show, and I want to hear a song from my friend Syed. And this is from Katy Perry, and it's called Roar.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agreed politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point.
Crossings, and we are roaring with Katy Perry by request. Gizachu Demi, and Saeed enjoyed that song here on Border Crossings. And Katy Perry has announced the release of her Prism Live Tour DVD October 23rd. So if you are a Katy Perry fan and she didn't perform in your part of the world, then you can still own a piece of Katy Perry's tour by buying this DVD starting October 23rd. Katy Perry over the weekend out and about for the Labor Day holiday. She was seen in Nevada riding on a Segway, or attempting to ride on a Segway. Never tried to ride on one of these, but after watching Katy's attempt, I don't think I'm going to. She wasn't having much fun or much success. She kept falling off and tipping over, and maybe I'll put that video up on our Facebook page. All right, coming up next, we have a birthday request. Aditha Pratika celebrating a birthday today. She's in India, and she says, this is my first time making a request for myself, so I want to hear a song for me because it's my birthday. So happy birthday to you, Aditha Pratika. And she wants this song from Taylor Swift's collection. This is called 22.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time. It's miserable and magical. Oh yeah, tonight's the night when we forget about the deadlines. It's time. The whole scene and end up dreaming instead of sleeping. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely in the best way. It's miserable and magical. Oh yeah, tonight's the night when we forget about the heartbreak. It's time. Uh-oh, I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 22. Everything will be alright.
border crossings. Taylor Swift for Aditya Pratika in India. Happy birthday, Aditya Pratika. She said, you know how many people celebrate their birthday today with me? She said, Pink, Avicii, Wiz Khalifa.
Wow.
And Mary Morningstar.
Holy, oh, Mary.
Mary Morningstar.
Hello, Mary. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And, you know, just last week on September 4th, Beyoncé.
Of course.
Beyoncé.
B-Day.
Celebrated her 34th birthday. Well, welcome to our studios, Ray McDonald. It's
Hello,
not
Larry.
Your birthday, is it?
It's not.
It's not. And it's not the birthday of the Billboard Top 20 Countdown show on The Voice of America, is it?
No.
When did you start hosting the show, do you know?
I started in November of 1984.
Okay. So we got a little while to go before you celebrate the anniversary.
Yeah, and then the Top 20 Countdown itself, I think, started way back in the 70s.
That's right. Casey Kasem? Were one of those guys doing that back in the 70s?
Yeah.
Somebody was doing
somewhere
that.
Somewhere back in the midst of history.
Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. All right, Ray is in. It's time for the weekly look at the top hits. It's called Chart Chat here on Border Crossings with Ray McDonald.
The top 20 is jumping this week, my friends. We get a new number one. Well, not exactly a new number one, a new old number one. He's back at number one. I'm talking about The Weeknd. Can't Feel My Face.
And I know she'll be the death of me. At least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know. This I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry. She'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary, well, what deep in love? Yes, I know, yes, I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
I can't feel my face.
Oh, no.
I can't feel my face. Oh, there it is.
I say that when I go to the dentist all the time.
Well, The Weeknd's back at number one with that song. And what a commercial-sounding record for him. And he's made it clear he wants to run with the big dogs. This is his album. This is his time.
This is his time.
Yep.
He's a smart marketing guy. I mean, to change his name, you know, not go by his real name, Abel Tesfaye, and, you know, do what he's doing.
He's very smart. I mean, yeah. He was totally anonymous when he first started out, so he created that buzz, like, who is this guy? What's mm-hmm. he all about? And, yeah, he's very smart with the way he's handling his publicity, his image, and his album is now number one, too. Beauty Behind the Madness sold 326,000 copies in its first week. That's the second highest weekly album tally of the year, behind only Drake, who sold 495,000 copies of If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. So The Weeknd is on a roll. He's going to be touring North America. It's a 22-date tour. It starts on November 3rd in his hometown of Toronto, finishes up in late December, and I suppose, you know, Europe, possibly Australia will come after that.
And hopefully, you know, I mean, I'd like to get him on our show, and I've put out the request, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
He's not doing many interviews.
He's going to be here in D.C., I believe it's November 15th.
Mm-hmm. All
so,
right.
Yeah, hopefully, maybe this time.
I'll bring him some turkey and cranberries and stuff.
That's right. Okay, well, let's keep it in Canada for our second artist, Shawn Mendes. He jumps from number 32 to number 20 with this week's newcomer, Stitches. And Shawn has a very interesting backstory. He's still super young, but he's also super successful, and we'll hear more about it after Stitches.
I thought that I'd been hurt before, but no one's ever left me quite this sore. Your words cut deeper than a knife. Now I need someone to breathe me back to life. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that make it out alive. If I quit calling you my lover, move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come help. And now that I'm without your kisses, just like a moth drawn to a flame. Oh, you lured me in, I couldn't sense the pain. Your bitter heart cold to the touch. Now I'm gonna reap what I sow. I'm left seeing red on my own. Got a feeling that I'm going under, but I know that I'll make it out alive. If I quit calling you my lover, move on. You watch me bleed until I can't breathe, shaking, falling onto my knees. And now that I'm without your kisses, I'll be needing stitches, tripping over myself, aching, begging you to come help. And now that I'm without your kisses, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead. Needle in the bed, gotta get you out of my head. Needle in the bed, gonna wind up dead.
Shawn Mendes. Stitches, moving from 32nd to 20th place on the latest Billboard Hot 100. It's our new entry of the week. Shawn is 17. He's from Toronto. In 2013, he started posting song covers on Vine, and this was something Larry and I were talking about during the song. How can a musician become known for song clips on Vine? Because they're 6-second video loops. How are you going to know if someone's good from a 6-second video loop? But he was 13. Other teenagers thought he was just the greatest thing, so he got himself a Vine following. In 2014, he got an agent and a record deal with Island. And, of course, it turns out that Shawn was legit. His debut album, Handwritten, came out in April. It opened at number one in both the U.S. and Canada. And he tells Billboard, he was at the MTV Awards, and then Shawn mentioned to Billboard that Stitches is a good bridge to his next album, that this gives people a taste of what they can expect on his second album, which he's working on.
Now, I saw the poster for the video, and he's got like a black eye or something, looks like he was in a fight, and I heard the video was kind of violent. So I'm just wondering, that's kind of the wrong message for young people right now at this point in time, where there's so much anti-bullying and stuff like that going on, and here he's in this fight and getting beaten up and whatever, but yeah, I guess anything goes.
It sounds like somebody's misguided publicity idea.
Yes. Yeah,
they wanted a little bit of edginess in there,
yeah.
But with a 17-year-old pop
right.
star, you can cross that line pretty quickly.
Yes, you don't want to get too cute with what you're doing.
Right.
The wrong message, especially when you're a new guy.
Look.
And the other thing, that song is a slow burner because it's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I talked to him in December, and I think that song was January, February, I think. It was a long time ago.
Sometimes the slow burners are the ones with legs mm-hmm. are the ones that last the longest.
Hmm.
It won't flame out like a single that just, takes over and then dies away, which sort of happened with our next song, but now it's back for another go round. One Direction's Drag Me Down re-enters this week, going from number 31 to number 14. It did open at number 3. But then it quickly fell, and we thought, oh, wow, this might be it. But the song is starting to bob back up again. A lot of things going on right now with One Direction, and we'll cover it after Drag Me Down.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. The shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. You taught me how to be someone. Yeah. All my life stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. Nothing left. Shell out a man who can never be his best. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. Just taught me how to be someone. Yeah. All my life, you stood by me. Drag me down. Nobody, nobody, nobody can drag me down. Nobody, nobody, nobody can drag me. All my life you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Ashvidi Daut.
Radio Tavisupleba, FM Harulyot Yevchors.
Polodre, Uzdaur Saatsada, Hutuzek Tawazov, Nahavar Saati, and Somkur programmes.
Amenor, Tbilisi, Jamanakov, Ksaner Kusnan, Singit, Minchev, Ksaner Puyeresuna, Zezen Karacharkum, Azatutsin Razokayani, Haika Kanzaravitan, Patrastat, Havortuma.
Lsek Mes, Harulyot Yevchors. Հաճախականությամ։
Ուիս մինետ կովելդղե, FM ասվիդի դա ոտղի, ռադիո թավի սուպրեբա։
One Direction, Drag Me Down, back in the race. It re-enters this week's top 20 in 14th place. And you know, Larry, One Direction, throughout their five-year recording career, have always had, in my opinion, the best songs. They've worked with the best songwriters. The production is the best. It's been the cream of the crop for One Direction.
Yes, and they have the best grammar, too. Harry yes. Styles just corrected yes. some fan in the audience during a show. They held up a poster which said, "You're so nice. Hi, Harry, you're so nice." He stopped the show. He said, "Give me that poster." He brought the girl on the poster on stage, and "your" is not Y-O-U-R. It's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. In grammatical correctness.
Well, you know, last week Harry got hit in the head with a can of Red Bull, so maybe he's assumed the persona of an English teacher now.
That's very funny. Speaking of their tour, by the way, you know, September 24th, they begin the final leg of the On the Road Again tour in the UK. There are 25 shows in 8 venues. Ticket prices have almost doubled.
Right.
Because people think maybe this is the last go-around for them.
They've just released a lot more tickets to try and keep the prices down. But, you know, people may know that One Direction plans to go on a one-year hiatus in 2016. They're going to finish their fifth album after their tour ends, and then that is going to be it for a while.
Do you think they're going to break up? What are you betting on?
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I think they will.
You think so? Okay,
I do. It all depends on how successful they are as solo acts, but if One Direction follows the pattern set by other boy bands, there will be one or two breakout stars. The others will be all for getting back together, but the stars will be like, later guys.
You've just made a bunch of 12-year-olds cry around the world, right?
That's why I didn't want to be truthful.
You dream crusher. You are a dream crusher.
I know. I'm going to be getting hate tweets now.
Speaking of which, I don't want
One Direction to break. I'd love for them to come back together again.
Now, speaking of tweets, where can people around the world find Ray McDonald?
I'm on Twitter at Ray on the Hits.
Ray on the Hits. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the places they can find you. And then the Billboard Top 20 Countdown Show, which you host every week, is on VOA 1.
On VOA 1, and I also post it on my Twitter site on Thursdays.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
You got it, Larry.
Chart chat on Border Crossings. Let's continue with a birthday request. We finished with a birthday request. We're picking it up with a birthday request. Turfa Gundu says, "I have birthdays around me. I want to dedicate a song to my girlfriend, Rita Doobie." Love that name.
Yeah.
Rita Doobie, whose birthday was on July 9th, and my best friend, Abba Gabriel Gabasur, who is a final year student at Benue State University in McCurdy, Nigeria, and they are celebrating a birthday on August 9th. So happy birthday. Here's Solomon Burke and Birthday.
Oh, today is your birthday, and I wish you many, many, many more. Oh, today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, precious baby, birthday baby, tonight. Oh, today is your birthday. I wish you many, many, many more. It's a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, with candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, pretty baby, birthday baby, tonight.
wish you many, many, many more. Today is a special day, one you never had before. I'll send you flowers by the hour, with candy and perfume. I'm gonna shower you, pretty baby, birthday baby, tonight. Hey, everybody sing with me now.
Happy birthday.
Just for the birthday people.
Happy birthday.
Everybody, everybody, everybody. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Happy,
happy
birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy, 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 happy Earth Day.
Happy birthday.
Happy, happy, happy special day.
Happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Neo, and you're checking out Border Crossings. Keep it locked. Peace and love.
I'm so sick of love songs, so tired of. turn off the radio.
Because if you do, you'll miss the hits. And you don't want to miss the hits. You don't want to miss the requests. That is Neo on Border Crossing, so sick of love songs. Wesley Ballin in Rio de Janeiro requested that song and said, I hope everybody has a nice week. And Neo just made a big announcement. Posted it on Instagram. He is going to be a daddy, and he is engaged to the baby's mom. Her name is Crystal Renee, so there's no wedding date set yet, but he's engaged, and they're expecting a baby. So congratulations. Now, you know, there are some that would say he's been there before. He was engaged to Manetta Shaw, and they have two kids, and they broke up. Didn't get married. So we'll see. Best of luck to him. It's always good news when someone's going to be a new daddy and when they found love. So Crystal Renee, congratulations. He posted some photos with Crystal, and she's a very, very beautiful young lady. I want to say hello to Yared Atnafu, who is a new listener to Border Crossings and checked in on Facebook. Also, Alana Douglas Glasgow, who is also new and says, I listen every day in Trinidad. I live in Trinidad here in the Caribbean, and we listen every day. So thank you, Alana. I appreciate that. That is wonderful to know that you're tuned into the show, and we don't get a lot of requests from Trinidad, so we're particularly excited to hear from you. Emmanuel checked in and said, we're enjoying your program. Sama is with us. Edwina is listening to Border Crossings in Sierra Leone. Joseph checking in as well on our Facebook page. Edward David Wilson. Gino Gaetano said, we're checking in from Kuwait. Heard from Prince Demeke in Ethiopia, Yibatal Endal Mola, Abdul Kadir Dawale, Amina Ali, Harun Nasifa, Antone Kifel, Lina Bebe, Benjamin Zabasku, Kwadwo Awusu Ansa, and Clement Goner Jomna are all tuned in to Border Crossings today and have checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And I'll tell you what, I'm surprised, I'm amazed, and I'm just left dumbfounded here, because we put up a video last week featuring Justin Hayward, who was on Border Crossings from the Moody Blues, and he sang one of our all-time great songs, one of my favorites, everybody's favorite that I've talked to around here, Nights in White Satin from the 70s, and the Moody Blues are known for so many big hits over there, Tuesday Afternoon and Ride My Seesaw and many other songs, and yet the 3-minute, the 4-minute video clip that we put up of him singing this live version of Nights in White Satin has managed to get over 285,000 views in 1 week. Not even a week. I think it went up on Wednesday. 285,000 views and over 14,000 shares. So thank you. You're the ones who are watching this video. And I know that when he sang it and after he sang it here, we all agreed that it gave us goosebumps, and it was kind of one of those wow moments. And so enjoy it. It's up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/VOA Larry London. The goal is to get it over 300,000. We got 285,000. Let's see if we can get it over 300,000. So go ahead, check it out. All right, coming up next, we've got a request from Edmund Edom Emmett Tefe. Edmund Edom Emetefe, and he wants me to play Ed Sheeran and a song called Only One on Border Crossings.
Tell me that you turned down the man who asks for your hand, 'cause you're waiting for me. And I know you're gonna be away a while, but I've got no plans at all to leave. Would you take away my hopes and dreams and just stay with me? Ooh, all my senses come to life while I'm stumbling home as drunk as I have ever been, and I'll never leave again.
take my hand and my heart and soul. I will only have these eyes for you. And you know everything changes, but we'll be strangers if we see this through. You could stay within these walls and bleed, or just stay with me. Oh Lord, now all my senses come to life while I'm stumbling home as drunk as I have ever been. And I'll never
de mil colores, y con unas flores como tu alma. Soy solo decir que el amor en ti encontré. Eres tú la mujer que me hace feliz, me cura el dolor. Mi otra mitad es una adicción y yo quiero más.
Vivo en la luna por ti, vuelo sin alas por ti. No hay quien me quite esta nota que estoy sintiendo por ti. Vivo en la luna por ti, siento mil cosas por ti. No se me pasa esta nota que estoy sintiendo por ti. Estoy sintiendo por ti. Estoy sintiendo por ti.
Border Crossings and Nota de Amor, which is Spanish for love note. And it's a big hit from Puerto Rican singer Wisin and Colombian singer Carlos Vives. And that is on the new Wisin album featuring Daddy Yankee, which came out this past year. And it's the third album from Wisin. So I hope you enjoyed that. Conlon Colaco, who's in Kuwait, and requested that song. So Conlon, thanks for your request. At facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We take a lot of requests and dedications every day. I mentioned that we have guests tomorrow, and it is a family act. They are the Sirota family, and they are better known as Echo Smith, and they're going to be here on Border Crossings tomorrow. Cool Kids was a mega huge hit this past year for Echo Smith. Their album is out, they're on the road touring, and they're going to be stopping by Border Crossings tomorrow, and hopefully they'll do Cool Kids for us live in our studio, and we'll be talking about the new album. So tomorrow, on the program, Echo Smith, here on Border Crossings. Coming up next, a request from John Jurassic, who said, I live in southern New York, an area just north of New York City, Orangeburg, southern New York. And believe it or not, I listen to you on shortwave every day at 15580 kilohertz, and it's a pleasure to listen to the show. I would like to hear a song from a group known as Reliant K called Be My Escape. And the interesting thing about this next group is that they picked their name after a car. The lead singer, Matt Thiessen, was driving a Plymouth Reliant K. And the group said, well, let's call ourselves Reliant K. So here they are, the two guys in Reliant K, and John, here's your request, Be My Escape.
Hey, this is Matt.
And this is Matt from the band Reliant K, and you're listening to Border Crossings right here on Voice of America.
I'm giving up slowly. I'm blending in so you won't even know me. Apart from this world that shares my fate. This one last bullet you mentioned. It's my one last shot of redemption. Cause I know to live you must give your life away. And I've been housing all this doubt and insecurity. Now I've been locked inside the house. Although while you hold the key, now I've been dying to get out. And that might be the death of me. And even there's no way of knowing where to go. I promise I'm going because I gotta get out of here. I'm stuck inside this rut that I fell into by mistake. I gotta get out of here. And I'm begging you, I'm begging you, I'm begging you to be my escape.
Giving up, I'm doing this alone now. Cause I failed and I'm ready to be shown out. Told me the way and now I'm trying to get there. This life sentence that I'm serving, I admit that I'm every bit deserving. But the beauty of grace is that it makes life not fair. Cause I've been housing all this doubt and insecurity. Now I've been locked inside that house. Although while you hold the key, now I've been dying to get out. And that might be the death of me. And even though there's no way of knowing where to go, I promise I'm going because I gotta get out of here. Pray that this complacency is something I can't shake. Yeah, I gotta get out of here.
this doubt and insecurity. And I've been locked inside that house all the while you hold the key. And I've been dying to get out. That might be the death of me. And even though there's no way of knowing where to go, I promise I'm going, because I gotta get out of here. I'm stuck inside this rut that I fell into by mistake. I gotta get out of here. And I'm begging you, I'm begging you, I'm begging you to be my escape.
Larry Levin on VOA 1.
Crossings. And that was Sergeant Pepper's Very Lonely Hearts Club Band. So lonely, they had to get out of here quickly. Keith Richards in Esquire magazine called the album a lot of rubbish. A mishmash of a lot of rubbish. That's exactly what he said in his Esquire interview. I want to say hello to Edward David Wilson, who's listening. Turfa Gundu, who checked in. Carl Z. Coley said hi on our Facebook page. To Fadzwa Sithole, Donatus Chorbe, all checking in. Dawit Ashetu. Thank you guys very much for listening to Border Crossings and logging on to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Echo Smith. Echo, echo, echo Smith, Smith, Smith. Tomorrow.
Radio თავისუფლება FM 107.4. ყოველ დღე 23 საათზე და 5 წუთზე და ღამის პირველ საათზე გთავაზობ თითო საათიან რუსულ პროგრამებს.
Говорит Радио Свобода.
Свобода თავისუფლების ეთერში. ყოველ დღე სიხშირეზე 107.4 და სხვა სიხშირეებზე. ლაპარაკობს Радио თავისუფლება.